Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，下午好，很高兴再次与大家在这里相聚。
Well, I'm continuing a sermon series on the idea that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for himself. And this sermon highlights one more step in that process.
我正在讲一系列的讲道，主题是圣经是关于一部上帝为他自己创造一个属他自己子民的故事。今天讲道将强调上帝在创造他子民过程中又迈出了一个重要步骤。
But I want to start out differently this afternoon by asking you to imagine yourself in a particular situation.And the situation I have in mind is something that happened recently. The missile and drone attack by Iran on Israel.
不过今天下午我想以一种不同的方式开始。我想你们设想一下自己正处在一个特定的环境中。这个景况就是最近真实发生的。伊朗对以色列发动的导弹和无人机的袭击。
Now this is not a political statement, but I want you to take a moment to imagine what it would have been like to have been in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, and to imagine yourself huddled with your family in the safe room in your house, or in the public air raid shelter.
这不是一则政治声明，但我想请你们花一点时间设想一下。如果你当时在特拉维夫或者耶路撒冷，会是什么样的情景呢？设想下你正和家人卷曲在家中的安全的屋里，或者在公共防空的避难所里。
Now what would you have felt? What fears would you have had? How might that experience have changed your relationship with your family?Or the other people you sheltered with.
在袭击的那一刻，你会有怎样的感受呢？你心中会有怎么样的恐惧呢？那样的经历可能会改变你和你的家人，或者和你在一起避难其他人的关系。
Now the reason I asked you to imagine that experience is because it is probably similar.To what the people in our passage this afternoon were about to experience as they waited for God's 10th and final plague, the plague of death, to occur.
我之所以请你们设想那样的经历，是因为这很可能与我们今天下午的经文中的那些人即将经历相似的情形。就是他们正在等待上帝降下第十个，也是最后一个灾难，死亡之灾。
So please stand for the reading of God's word, starting at Exodus 12, verse 3.
现在请弟兄姊妹起立，然后我们一同来聆听上帝的话语。我们的经文将从出埃及记12:3开始。
Tell the whole community of Israel.Then on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按照户家取羊羔，一家一只。若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔，要按着人数和饭量计算。
The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect.And you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month. when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and to put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs.
要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊那取，或从山羊那取，都可以。要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框和门楣上。
That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire, with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till the morning. If some is left till the morning, you must burn it.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。
Now this is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand.Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节，因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you.No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
This day is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come you shall celebrate it.As a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。话就是上帝的话，从在这里。
As I said, I have been recounting some of the steps.In the process of God creating a people for himself. In Genesis 12, we read about God calling Abraham and promising him and his descendants blessings. And there were a lot of descendants promised. But this promise was going to take a miracle because Abraham and his wife were old and childless.
在创世纪的十二章， 我们读到上帝呼召亚伯拉罕，并应许赐福给他和他的后裔。上帝应许亚伯拉罕将有许多的后裔，但要成就这个应许，必须要依靠神迹的发生，因为那是亚伯拉罕和他的妻子年纪老迈，已经不能生育孩子。
And some time passed, and there were still no children. But God met again with Abraham and reiterated the promise of descendants, so many that they could not be counted. God then created a covenant with Abraham to confirm this promise, and Abraham believed God.
过了一段时间后，亚伯拉罕仍旧没有孩子。上帝再次向亚伯拉罕显现，并重申他的应许，亚伯拉罕的后裔将多得无法数算。于是，上帝与亚伯拉罕立约，以此来确保这一个应许。亚伯拉罕就相信神。
Then God created a sign of His covenant with Abraham, the sign of circumcision. All the males of Abraham's household, relatives, descendants, or servants, were to be circumcised as a sign of being in God's covenant community and recipients of God's promises of blessings.
随后，上帝与亚伯拉罕设立了一个圣约的记号，就是割礼。亚伯拉罕家中所有的男性，无论是他的亲属、后代还是仆人，都要受割礼，作为他们属上帝圣约群体的子民，并承受上帝圣约应许祝福的记号。
Well, a child was eventually born to Abraham and Sarah, but only one, Isaac.
后来亚伯拉罕和撒拉终于得了一个孩子，但只有一个，就是以撒。
Isaac had twin sons, but one was disfavored, and the other, Jacob the deceiver, was somehow favored by God.
以撒有一对双胞胎的儿子，但其中一个不被神喜悦，而另外一个雅各，这个诡诈之人，却蒙神的拣选。
Jacob, whom God later renamed Israel, had 12 sons, and those sons had more children. But a big problem emerged. A long, painful famine occurred that threatened the existence of this growing family of Israel, unless they could get grain from Egypt. But could they?
雅各就是后来被上帝改名为以色列，他有十二个儿子，这些儿子又繁衍了更多的子孙，但此时一个严重的问题出现了，一场漫长的、痛苦的饥荒威胁着以色列这个不断壮大的家族的生存，他们唯一的希望就是从埃及得到粮食，但他们怎么做到呢？
Well, it turns out they could get grain from Egypt because one of Jacob's sons, Joseph,who was presumed dead, he was actually sold into slavery by some of his brothers, had become in charge of all the grain stored in Egypt. I told you that working out all the blessings that God had promised to Abraham was going to take some miracles. And this is another one.
结果，他们真的能从埃及得到粮食吗？因为雅各的十二个儿子中有一个名叫约瑟，本来大家以为他已经死了，其实他是被几个弟兄卖到埃及做了奴隶，但如今他竟成了埃及所有粮仓的管辖所有粮仓的重要人物。我之前说过，要实现上帝对亚伯拉罕所应许的所有的祝福，必然需要神迹的发生，而在这里就是另外一个神迹的显现。
So all of Jacob's family, probably less than 100 in total, moved on to Egypt at Joseph's recommendation to survive the famine. And Joseph settled Jacob's family, that is God's promised people, in a good part of Egypt for raising sheep and goats.
于是雅各全家大约总数 还不到一百人，就在约瑟的建议下搬到埃及去躲避饥荒。约瑟把雅各的家人，也就是上帝所应许的子民，安置在埃及一块适合牧羊放羊的好地方。
Well, Joseph eventually died, and so does the Pharaoh that knew Joseph. Succeeding Pharaohs began to mistreat Joseph's family, the Israelites, forcing them into labor for Pharaoh's building projects. It was a version of slavery.
后来约瑟去世了，那位认识约瑟的法老也去世了。接下来的法老开始虐待约瑟的家人以色列人，强迫他们为法老的建筑工程做苦工，这实际上是一种奴隶制。
Now this situation goes on for a long time, probably 100 years or more. And God did not seem to hear the Israelites' cry for help. Had God gone away? Had he forgotten his promises?
这种情况持续了很长时间，可能有100多年甚至更久，而上帝似乎没有听到以色列的呼救声。难道上帝离开了？难道上帝忘了他的应许吗？
It might have seemed like that, but something else happened which almost goes unnoticed. The Israelites multiplied in number greatly, so much so that their numbers were starting to make the Egyptians nervous. So maybe God had been true to his promises to Israel.
一切看起来似乎是这样，但实际上发生了一件几乎无人注意到的事情，就是以色列的人数剧增，以致他们的人数多得开始让埃及人感到害怕。所以也许上帝信守了他对以色列的承诺。
But then something strange indeed happened. God appears in a flaming bush to an Israelite who was a fugitive hiding out in the Sinai desert. God told this Israelite called Moses to go and tell Pharaoh that God wants Pharaoh to let the Israelites, God's people, go out into the desert to worship him.
但接下来发生一件奇特的事情，上帝在燃烧的荆棘中向一位正在西乃的旷野中逃亡躲藏的以色列人显现，这人名叫摩西。上帝吩咐摩西去告诉法老，命令他让以色列人，上帝的子民，离开埃及到旷野中去敬拜他。
Now Pharaoh did not like that idea and told Moses, no way.
法老当然不同意，对摩西说绝不可能。
Due to Pharaoh's hardness of heart, God sent punishments in the form of plagues. 9 of them. But Pharaoh did not relent.
由于法老心刚硬，上帝降下9场的灾祸来刑罚他。但法老毫不示弱，仍旧不肯放人。
So God planned one final and devastating plague. God was planning to go through the land of Egypt, and he would kill every firstborn male in a plague of death. The problem was that this would also affect the Israelites who lived in Egypt. How were they going to survive this?
所以上帝计划了最后一个，也是一个毁灭性的灾祸，就是上帝要巡行埃及全地，要在这个死亡之灾中击杀所有投生的男丁。但问题来了，这也会波及到居住在埃及地的以色列人，他们如何在这场灾难中幸存下来呢？
Now through Moses, God gave specific instructions to the Israelites on what to do to have the plague of death pass over them so that their firstborn males might live and they might eventually be freed. Those instructions are the ones we read earlier. what we call the Passover instructions.
上帝借着摩西向以色列人发出了非常具体的指示，告诉他们如何行才能让这场死亡之灾越过他们的家，使他们的长子得以存活，最终获得自由。这些指示就是我们前面读到的经文，也就是我们所说的逾越节的指示。
Now, the Passover event, its instructions, and what the Israelites experienced is the next step in the process of God creating a people for himself. There are several important things to note from this event and from God's Passover instructions.
在逾越节的事件中，上帝所指示的以及以色列人所经历的，是上帝为创造属他自己子民的下一个步骤。从逾越节事件和上帝对逾越节的指示中，有几个重要的事情值得我们关注。
First, and maybe the most important thing to note is that sparing the Israelites from God's plague of death was going to take blood. As we're going to find out in the rest of the Bible, blood needed to be shed to atone for and to spare God's people from the punishment of death for their sin.
第一个，也许是最重要的一点，要使以色列人免受上帝降下的死亡之灾，就需要流血。正如我们将在圣经的其余部分看到的那样，需要流血来赎罪，才能使上帝的子民免于因罪孽而遭受死亡的刑罚。
The Passover instructions were very specific about what to do with the blood of the Passover lamb. It was the sign of that blood that made the Lord in his judgment pass over the houses that had the sign of the lamb's blood.
上帝在逾越节的指示中非常详细地规定了如何处理逾越节羔羊的血。正是这血的记号使得上帝在施行审判的时候越过那些带有羔羊血记号的房屋。
The second thing to note is that this passage tells us that all people are sinners and subject to God's judgment. Even though the tenth and final plague was meant to free Israel, the Israelites were still subject to the plague of death unless they obeyed God and followed the Passover instructions.
第二点需要注意的是，这段经文告诉我们，所有的人都是罪人，都要接受上帝的审判。尽管第十灾也是最后一灾，是为了拯救以色列人，但以色列人本身也在死亡之灾的审判之下，除非他们顺服上帝，遵守逾越节的指令。
In God's judgment, there was no difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites. They were all sinners. The close reading of Genesis and Exodus will certainly show that the patriarchs were not without sin. And the Israelites' treatment of Moses, God's undoubted messenger, showed their lack of trust in God.And the rest of the story of the wondrous wilderness recounted in the book of Exodus and Numbers does not reflect well on the Israelites.
在上帝的审判中，埃及人和以色列人并没有区别，他们都是罪人。当我们仔细阅读创世纪和出埃及记，你就会发现，他们的列祖并非没有罪。一些以色列人对待摩西，就是上帝差遣不容置疑的使者的态度和方式，就表明了他们对上帝缺乏信靠。接下来在出埃及记、民数记中记载了他们在旷野漂流的故事，以色列人的表现并没有好到哪里去。
The key differences between the Egyptians and the Israelites or that God had chosen the Israelites, and that the patriarchs and Moses had believed God's promises. But the most important difference in this situation was the Passover lamb's blood on the door, which came from obeying God's instructions.
埃及人和以色列人之间关键的区别在于，上帝拣选了以色列人，他们的先祖和摩西都相信上帝在圣约中的应许。在当下的情况下，最重要的区别就是涂在门楣上逾越节羔羊的血，这血表明了他们顺服、遵从上帝的指示。
Now, further evidence that God would have inflicted the 10th plague even upon the Israelites is that later God would require the Israelites to redeem their firstborn male sons by sacrificing the firstborn males among their flocks. This was necessary, God said, because He had spared them from the 10th plague through the blood of the Passover lambs. A life had been given up to save the firstborn males. Now they were dedicated to God.
还有一个明显的证据，表明上帝原本也会降灾在降第十个灾祸在以色列人的身上，就是后来上帝要求以色列人将羊群中投生的公羊献祭。 用这样的方式来赎回他们投生的儿子，上帝说这是必要的，因为他们投生的儿子是属于上帝的，因为上帝是借着逾越节羔羊的血使他们的投生的儿子免于第十个灾祸，有生命被献祭牺牲来拯救长子的生命，而如今 得以存活投生的儿子，应当归给神，分别为圣。
The third thing to note from God's instructions is that the lamb chosen for the Passover sacrifice had to be special. The description was specific. The lamb had to be undefiled. That is, it had to have no blemishes or infirmities. No sick lamb would do. It also had to be set aside for several days, possibly to keep it from injury or infections from the rest of the flock.
第三个需要注意的重点是，上帝指示中有关逾越节献祭的这个羔羊必须是特别挑选的。上帝给出的指示是非常具体，这只羊必须是无瑕疵的，也就是说不能有残疾、疾病 或任何缺陷，有病的、不完全的羊是不能献上的。此外，它还必须隔离放置几天，可能是为了防止它受伤或者受到其他羊群的感染。Now,
this focus on the undefiled and healthy condition of the sacrificial lamb was meant to highlight that it represented a living thing at the peak of life, a life that was going to be sacrificed for the lives of others. See, a sick lamb would represent something of a sacrifice of something closer to death. The saving of the Israelites from the plague of death was clearly a substitution of one life for another, and that was to be clear.
要求献祭的羔羊无瑕疵和健康的这个状态， 就是强调表明他代表着生命巅峰的活物，这样的生命即将为拯救他人的生命而被牺牲，而一只有病的羔羊则象征着更接近死亡的特征，无法表达那个宝贵的生命被代替的意义。以色列人从死亡之灾中被拯救出来，显然是用一个生命
And the fourth thing to note from the Passover instructions is that all the Passover lamb sacrificed had to be eaten. And if not, the remains had to be burned. In addition to the very specific way the Passover lamb had to be cooked and eaten, was the instruction to burn what was not eaten.
逾越节第四点需要注意的是, 所有被献祭逾越节的羔羊, 都必须吃完。 如果没有吃完, 剩下的部分, 必须用火焚烧。 除了逾越节的羔羊必须以非常特殊的方式烹制和享用食用之外, 还有一条指示就是要将未吃完的部分焚烧掉。
This instruction highlights the sacredness of the Passover lamb. It was not to be treated as common in any way or to be saved as leftovers. And of course it was not common. It was given to save the life of the Israelites.
这条指示强调了逾越节羔羊的神圣性，它不能以任何其他的方式或者当成普通的食物，不能够被当作剩菜剩饭来食用。当然，它不是普通的食物，因为它是为了拯救以色列的生命而献出的。Now
the fifth thing to note from the Passover instructions is that the Israelites were to eat the Passover meal as a family, possibly with some neighbors, huddled in their houses, marked by the lamb's blood. The meal was a shared meal. In this way, the Passover experience served to reinforce the sense of family, of community, of being a people together, a people being formed by God, saved by the blood of the Passover lamb.
第五点需要注意的是, 以色列人全家要一起吃逾越节的晚餐，可能还会有一些邻居挤在涂有羔羊血的房子里。这顿晚餐是共享的，通过这种方式，在逾越节的体验中，强调了家庭、群体和子民的凝聚力。这一群体的人是由上帝创造的。
So in addition to eating the meal together as a family or part of the community, they also share the sense of danger of possible death from the 10th plague. They also experience the bond of faith as they together sought to trust in God and His promises about the blood of the Lamb. This shared experience bound them together as the people of God.
除了作为家人或社群的一部分一起吃晚餐之外，他们还共同经历感受到第十灾祸可能带来的死亡的威胁。他们也体验到了信仰的连接，因为他们共同寻求信靠上帝。 以及羔羊之血的应许，这种共同的经历将他们紧密地连接在一起，成为上帝的子民。And
the final thing to note is that reliving the Passover meal was to be a perpetual requirement. The Israelites were to reenact the Passover meal as a lasting ordinance, to remember for all their generations to come what had happened on that night.
最后需要注意的一点是, 重温逾越节的晚餐, 是一条永久性的戒律。 以色列人要将逾越节晚餐作为一条永久的律例, 要世世代代铭记, 那一个晚上发生的一切。
And Jewish people today still observe the Passover. It is probably the biggest religious day in their lives each year. I myself have been to a Passover Seder hosted by Jewish friends. And I have many Jewish neighbors who I see each spring preparing for and celebrating the Passover with their families.
如今犹太人仍然遵守月节，这或许是他们每年生活中最重要的一个宗教节日。我自己就参加过犹太朋友举办的月节的家宴，我也看到许多犹太人邻居每年春天都和家人一起准备和预备月节。
But this lasting ordinance from God brings up two questions.
但这项来自上帝的永久的律例给我们带来两个问题。
The first question is, why celebrate this event as opposed to other events in the Exodus experience? When you understand the whole Exodus story, you realize the real freedom of the Israelites does not occur until they pass through the Red Sea and Pharaoh and his army are destroyed by God in the Red Sea. This occurs several days after the night of the Passover. That would seem to be the event to celebrate, the true moment of freedom. A moment that came as the Israelites took the great risk of marching through the floorbed of the Red Sea.
第一个问题是，为什么要庆祝这个事件，而不是出埃及中的其他事件？当你理解整个出埃及的故事时候，你会意识到，以色列人真正脱离埃及的自由，是他们渡过红海，法老和他的军队被上帝消灭在红海后的几天。这发生在逾越节之夜的几天之后，那似乎才是值得庆祝的事件，那应该才是真正得自由的时刻，因为那一刻以色列人冒着巨大的危险穿过了红海河床而来。
But God instead says that the moment in the process of being saved from the plague of death by the blood of the Lamb, that is, from being saved from God's judgment and punishment for sin, was more important to remember, probably because an innocent life was given to save God's people.
然而上帝却说，被羔羊的血从死亡之灾中拯救出来，从上帝对罪审判和刑罚中拯救出来的那一刻和过程才是最重要的，值得纪念的，因为那无辜的生命被献出是为了拯救上帝的子民。
See, our sin and God's punishment for it is an ever-present threat for us. But the threat of something like Pharaoh and his army is temporary. God is trying to focus us on matters that affect us into eternity.
我们的罪和上帝对罪的惩罚对我们来说是始终存在的一个威胁，但像法老和他的军队这样的威胁是暂时性的。上帝试图专注于那些影响我们永恒的事情。
And the second question is, why do we not celebrate the Passover as God has commanded? Well, we do, but it has been transformed by Jesus, and we know it as communion, or the Lord's Supper.
第二个问题是，为什么我们今天不按照上帝吩咐来庆祝逾越节呢？我们的确在庆祝逾越节，但它已被耶稣转变了，我们称之为圣餐或主的晚餐。
Now you will remember that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper is part of the Passover meal the night before he died. But Jesus also transformed the Passover for his people. It was no longer going to be the experience of the liberation of an ethnic group from slavery in Egypt. Instead, Jesus' people throughout the whole world would experience liberation from sin and Satan and eternal judgment.
你们会记得耶稣在受死前一个晚上设立了主的晚餐，作为逾越节晚餐的一部分，但耶稣也为他的子民转变了逾越节， 它不再是一个民族或从埃及奴役中解放出来的经历，相反，全世界属耶稣的子民将经历从罪恶、撒旦和永恒刑罚审判中拯救出来。
In the communion elements, which are more common and easier to obtain and use anywhere, are styled after the sacrifice of the Passover lamb. Jesus says the bread is his body which was broken for us, the way the Passover lamb's body was broken. Jesus says the wine is his blood shed for us, the way the lamb's blood was shed to ward off the judgment from the plague of death.
圣餐的元素更为普遍，也更容易在任何地方获得拿来使用。它设计的灵感源自逾越节羔羊的牺牲。耶稣说，并是他的身体为我们剥开，就像逾越节的羔羊的身体被剥开一样。耶稣说，酒是他的血为我们流出，就像羔羊的血被流出，是为了抵挡死亡之灾的审判。
And Jesus also tells us to eat the bread and drink the cup, and to do this to remember what he himself has done for us as the sinless, undefiled, sacred Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world through his sacrifice on the cross. We are to do this, the Apostle Paul tells us, in remembrance of Jesus until he comes again. And once he comes again, those who believe in Jesus and follow him will no longer observe the Lord's Supper. Instead, they will enjoy the wedding feast of the Lamb in the New Jerusalem.
耶稣也告诉我们，要吃这饼，喝这杯，以此来纪念他为我们所做的一切。他是无罪、无玷污、神圣的上帝的羔羊。他在十字架上的牺牲除去了世人的罪孽，正如使徒保罗所说，我们当如此行，为的是纪念主，只等到他再来。那么他再来之后，那些相信耶稣并跟随他的人将不再守主的晚餐，而是将在新的耶路撒冷同享主羔羊的婚宴。
So let us now go celebrate this transformed Passover as a community, a people of God, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
所以，现在让我们一同来庆祝这被主更新的逾越节，作为一个圣约群体，作为神子民，都是因着神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的耶稣基督的宝血而拯救的人。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for saving us from the plague of eternal death by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. Help us now to live in newness of life as we follow Jesus in this world.
Amen. 主啊，我们感谢你，记着耶稣基督，我们逾越节羔羊的宝血，拯救我们脱离永恒死亡的灾祸。求你帮助我们，让我们在这个世上跟随耶稣，活出新的生命。奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。